Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second, the center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third, the right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Mainz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jim Mainz. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Ripple reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Turner reaches second base with a double. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts for an out with unknown description. Turner moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Turner scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. White scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainz is 0-1 in the game. Mainz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Culler catches it and throws to first to double up White. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-2 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wright moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mainz. Kurt Wright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-2 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into left field. Curtwright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Curtwright. Swift moves to third. Jim Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines is 0 for 2 in the game. Maines takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Maines moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ripple hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Swift scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Frank Skaff pinch runs for Dick Siebert. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Skaff moves to second. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Bob Swift. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Jim Maines. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.